Good evening, Rabbi Isaac. Rishus, Rosh Hashiva, Rabbonim Hashuvim, Lorei Rabbi Isaac. I would like to open, as we usually open, with Moedah Tanya, and to thank you, Rabbi Yosef, those results, for handling this every year. If I could say something about you, but I remember somebody.
Doesn't have to be true.
Never is. But somebody was telling me that you and Yitzhak, and Louis, the other leader friend, that you were sitting down by a table once, and for some reason you were talking about each one had such chashiva, something happened to you that was so important that you were bragging about it. I'm sorry to say that. So Yitzhak said, you know, I was invited to the White House. And Eliezer said, yeah. He says, guess what? I was invited to the White House into the Oval Office. So Yossel said, I was invited to the White House, to the Oval Office, and I was there with the president, and the phone rang. The president picked up the phone, and he said, it's for you.
His story is first.
We're here in support of Torah, Vilandeha, and it's always difficult because you want to speak, but you don't want to speak. Because you don't want to speak, you don't want everybody to leave. But you want to speak because there's so much to say right now. I look around me right now. I hope you won't get offended. I don't see any tzaddikim gemurim over here. Sorry. Because we're all Balei Tshuva. The Magen Shabbat Tshuva, I'm him. So I hope we're all Balei Tshuva right now. In that case, I want to tell you something that the Heilige Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yerlitz Satzadik Abrocha, once said. He said, Mosad Ibshat, Musad Ibshat, Mereshis Hashonah Vadach Rishonah. He says, Ayid begins every year. Rosh Hashanah, we make all kinds of deals with the Rebbeinu Hashem. We make all kinds of promises. And we say, this year it's going to be Hashanah. This is going to be the year. And the end of the year, you come to the next year, Rosh Hashanah time, and you go, hey, Gedein Hashanah, nothing unusual, nothing different. I didn't change like I said I would change. I didn't do a real tshuva. And that's why in Kedusha, you say, Hein Goalti Eschem Achris Kereshis. You know when the Geula will come, when the Achris Hashanah will be like your intention is at the beginning, Reishis Hashanah. So I hope that we're all going to be able to be zeichet to a Tshuva Shalema, and we'll be able to have the Geula Shalema, the Kar of Mamash. It is my distinct honor to begin today's program by asking someone to give us some Divrei Bracha, to share with us some Divrei Torah. Now, when I was told who this individual is going to be, I said, I don't know who this person is. I have to start doing a little research. So I did a little research. And what I discovered, first of all, by asking individuals, asking people, I found out that this is someone, and you probably all know already, I just didn't know, I'm sorry to say, it was one of my failures here. That this is an individual who is a Magid Shiur for many Talmidim, has already given thousands of Shiurim, has written Sforim on Halacha, on complicated Halacha, and has written Sforim on Chumash, on Torah, and other Inyonim. It's somebody that just hearing about him makes me want to hear what he has to say. But I really wanted to know somebody, to speak to somebody who knew him better. So I called my brother-in-law, Rav Mordechai Friedman, who lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's a rabbi in the yeshiva Har Etzion for many years. And I said, do you know about Baruch Simon? And he says, quiet for a minute. And I said, can you tell me about him? And he says, I'm not going to waste your time. I'll tell you right now, one word. And he says, Simon. And he doesn't use it lightly. So that puts me in a very difficult situation right now, position, because I feel awe. I feel like I don't belong here. And I don't have the right, really, to do so. So I'm just going to say, Ein ha-mokim ha-chaber es-ha-is, Adam, el-ha-adam ha-chaber es-ha-chaber. And I would humbly ask you to please give me a drop of that.
Thank you for your kind words. Bishus Harav Ulster, Bishus Mr. Zoltz, it's always a pleasure to come here, Ben Kessel Osor, to share, be part of this kinus. In the middle of the summer, I received a phone call from Rabbi Ulster that he actually wanted me to speak at this kinus, and I immediately said I'd be happy to do so. So hence we're here this evening. The zman that we're now engaged in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, coming kemat on Erev Yom Kippur, is the zman that tshuva, but in addition to being this man of tshuva, it's this man that we received the Lucha Shnios, and the Lucha Shnios, the Beis HaLevi in his famous drasha says that the Lucha Shnios was this man of the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. This medrash that he quotes in the drashos says that the luchos rishonos, whatever that means exactly, had everything written on them, maybe beremez, but the fact that there became a divide between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh only started with the luchos shnios. And then whatever was written down was Torah Shebichsav, and then there was a chelik of Torah Shebal Peh not written down. And if you look in Parshas Kisisa, when we have the Luchos Shnios, so you'll find the Beis HaLevi says that the Torah says, "Ksov luchos hadvorim ha'ela, ki alpi hadvorim ha'ela karosi luchos bris ves Yisrael." And Rashi says that you're not allowed to write down Torah shebichsav is bichsav, baal peh is baal peh. So, frek the Beis HaLevi, why all of a sudden here? Shouldn't this have been told to us in Parshas Yisro when we received the Torah? So he says the Beis HaLevi, because you see that what? That Torah shebaal peh started baal peh at the Lucha Shnias and Parshas Kisisa. And the core of Torah Shebal Peh is the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah D'Dreshes Behen. And we know, brought down in the Bnei Yisachar from different Mekoros, that the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah D'Dreshes Behen and the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are connected. That's what it's brought down when Yisroscha says when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for Miriam, Kel na refor na lo. So what was the response? The Arizal says the first of the Yud Gimel Midos is the Mid of Kel. So what was the response? Vavia Yorok Yorok Mofaneh, which is the classic Kal Vachomer. It's the Makor Medayel Avomen Hadin Lios Kenidon. So if you want to invoke the Midah of what? Of Kel, then you darshan a Kal Vachomer. You darshan a Kal Vachomer. Furthermore, the Imre Yosef writes that the mitzvah of shofar, the word shofar in Chumash is never said in the context of Rosh Hashanah. You would think shofar, Rosh Hashanah, doesn't appear. By Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, in Bahar, we have to learn out of Gezeirah Shavah, because Gezeirah Shavah is the next mid of rachum. Because you in the orer, the mid of rachum, like Chazal tell us, that when we tokei a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so the midah of when we tokei a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from the Kisei Adin, and Yosef and the Kisei Rachamim, so we darshan a gzeira shava, and that's ma'orer, the midah of Rachum. So we have a connection here, in this time of year, between the tshuva, Yudgimel Midas Rachamim, and the Yudgimel Midas HaTorah, the Dreshes Bahem. But what's nogeil in Yaneinu is the following. We know that the Gemara tells us in Yuma, you have tshuva me'ava, so zdonos nasek is chuyos. Right? Zdonos becomes chuyos. Tshuva me'ira not, but tshuva me'ava yes. So the question is, why? Why is that? Why don't we have by tshuva, why don't we have by tshuva me'ira that zdonos nasa kizchuyos? So the Yisod brought down the Atzei Chaim just before he discussed from Rav Yoel Teitelbaum. So Rav Yoel Teitelbaum's brother was the Atzei Chaim. Atzei Chaim was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, died young. He was the father-in-law of the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the first Zivig Rishon. So the Atzei Chaim quotes from the Yitav Panim the following Yisoid. He said, we know, it's brought down from the Pasuk in Noso, Ish es kadoshav lo yiyya. What's considered a person's true kinyan in this world? Is it his house, his car? Ish es kadoshav. All the Dvarim shel Kedusha, the Torah, the Chesed, that's your kinyanim. That's your kinyanim. But the Yisod is that if something, if something is done with Ava, then there's a kiyum to it. You have an Ava for your Torah, you have an Ava for whatever you have, that's a kiyum. So Memela, if the Zchuyos, the Averis got an Akasek Zchuyos, it can only be Chal on something that you have a kiyum to. So if the tshuva is a be'ava, that's your tshuva. That's going to stick, because it's me'ava. So me'ava, that could become zchuyos, says the Atzei Chaim, because that's yours. Yira, it'll stay a little bit, like the Vilna Gaon writes in Mishlei, Chanoch ladar al pi darko, kam ki yaskin li'osa mimenu, that if you mechanech anar al pi darko, with his teva, not to try to scare him to be different, so then that'll stay. Because anything, when there's ava, then there's a kiyum. So the tshuva me'ava, there's a kiyum. So me'ela, that could be a zchus. That could be zchuyos. Because zchuyos is ishes kadosh of lo'yiyah. That's the kiyum. The zchuyos, or that's the kiyum that you're going to have. So that can only stam from something that stams from ava, which is your kiyum. And that's the Yisod of tshuva. If it's ava, there's a kiyum, and mele could be a zchus. Because a zchus is your only kiyum, your zchuyus, your mitzvahs, your maisim tovim, all the only kiyum you have in this world. Hu adinami, we said, we have also the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nidreshes Behem, parallel to the Yud Gimel Midos Arachamim, and that's a Torah Shebal Peh. And the Medrash, the famous Medrash Tanchuma says that Torah Shebal Peh required a extra azhara of Kof Aleim Harki Gigas because it's hard. And it's only going to be a kinyan for those who have Ava. If you have Ava, then there'll be a kiyum. So just like there's a kiyum in what? In the tshuva me'ava, the Torah me'ava is the same kiyum as well. Anything else that's not with Ava is not going to remain. It'll remain temporarily, but it won't have a permanent nitzchias. But how do you get that avas haTorah? How do you get that avas haTorah? You get that avas haTorah through a Rebbe. When you have a Rav, a Rebbe, that's moiser the Torah to you, it's not that you learn the Torah, but you have a Rebbe that you have an Ava for, that cares about you. So then the Torah has a key to it. Then there's Ava, and then, as we said, by tshuva me'ava, the only tshuva me'ava can be zchuyos, because tshuva me'ira is not going to blame. So I want to say two things about the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Alster Shlita, and this Mida of Ava. And they're both from the Chasam Sofer. And I felt the words of the Chasam Sofer are so choshev that I wouldn't want to say it over in my words. I want to say it from the Chasam Sofer himself. So my Talmud lent me his light here so I can read it to you. It's in the Torah Moshe in Parshas Matos. Two things from here and one other place. And then, if the rain doesn't continue, then we'll be able to finish. He says like this. Says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Lo kol hamarbe b'schayra machkim. Not everyone who's oisek in Torah will become a chacham. So it's a peledik eloshin. Hayamashma mizeh shestama marbe b'schayra B'schorim machim, Allah lo kulam. It's mashu b'stamad the milsa. You mean oisik b'schorim you machim. Some people won't. Doesn't make sense. The stamad the milsa you won't be machim. What do you mean lo kol amar b'schorim machim? Says like this. Says the Chasam Sofer. Mizeh nira shebevaday lo dibru chazal mischorim shel masel matan le'inyan moman. He says the Torah, the Chazal is not speaking about the schoira of regular business. The vaday sham leka shum chokhma laharbos b'schoira. El vaday mayri b'schoira shol toira. He says, Chazal are talking about the masa of matan of toira. Dale nemar ki tov sachra mischar kesef. Perish sham dezeh melamed v'chaveir halocha. V'hu lo mei b'chaveir halocha zu. What does that mean? Ach lo kol hamarbe. Means not everyone's in learning is going to be machkim. Only some people. So who are the people that are going to be machkim? Derech Moshel. B'yom sha'arav doreshu mora derech Hashem. He said, the Rebbe is giving a shir. V'omer echad l'chaveru ata teilech l'shmoa divrei harav ha'doresh. You go to the shir. Vani elmol bebesi, inyan echad. V'achakach elmol bimcha divrei harav. I'll stay home, I'll learn something else, and you'll tell me over what the Rebbe said. Vani omer lecho halocha kishalamarati, yu gam shneim biyadeinu. Ach she'emes hu, ein do dome shomea mipi harav, l'shomea mipi ha-talmid. T'mipi harav ador shumuchich al-chovet shemayim, as ha-shchina medaberes mitoch grono. That just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zohar says, Shechina is midaveres mitoch grono. So says the Zohar HaKadosh, brought down in the Orachayim HaKadosh, in Parshas Tetzaveh. He says, every Talmud Chacham is Pashtusa de Moshe, b'chol dora v'dora. Every Talmud Chacham has his Pashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Memela, when the Talmud Chacham is Dorish, the Shechina is midaveres mitoch grono. The Shechina is coming out of his mouth and is mashpia. So that's what a Rebbe is. So Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. It's an ava that brings the Shechina. So there are a lot of people learning Torah. A lot of people learning Torah. For lo kol hamarbe b'schoira machkim. Not everyone who's going to be learning is going to be machkim. Because not everyone is interested in having a Rebbe. Many people are interested in learning. There are a lot of Mekoymas Torah. but lo kol hamar b'beschor machkem. And that I continue for where Rabbi Raps spoke last year about Rav Olster and the Koilel. It's not just learning. It's having a demus to learn from. Having that ava. Because the ava is the only thing that's going to have a kiyum. Just like Chuba Me'ava has a kiyum, that Nas has kishuyos, as we said before, because chuyos is your only thing that you have kiyum, so too the Torah of Ava, has a kiyum. And that you see, so many people I've bumped into years ago from Chaim Berlin, from Pittsburgh, from different Mekoymas, and still feel that Ava. Still feel the Ava. And that's the Kinyan HaTorah. Lo kol hamarbe. There are a lot of people who are going to be learning. But lo kol hamarbe b'schoira. Not everyone who's going to be involved in the Masa Umatan of Torah is going to be machkin. That's one nekuda. As we begin Yom Kippur, we say, Or Zaru Alat Tzadik with Yishrei Lev Simcha. And we know if you look in the Sefer Or Zaruah, he said he named the Sefer Or Zaruah because Or Zaruah Latzadik Yishrei Lev Simcha is the Sofei Tevos of Rabbi Akiva spelt with a hey. And Rabbi Akiva is the core of Torah Shebaal Peh. And I'd like to say two nekudos about that. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, when he discusses a stira in Chazal, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh discusses whether one Chazal says that Rabbi Akiva was Doresh and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what he was talking about. And then there's another Chazal that says that called Masha Talmid Vosik Osid L'Chadesh Nemer L'Moshe Misinai. So what was it that Rabbi Akiva, what was Rabbi Akiva's Maila that Moshe didn't know? So it says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Tazria Metzora, he says, no, Moshe knew everything that Rabbi Akiva knew. But the Maila of Rabbi Akiva was to be able to show every drasha that came out of Torah Shebichsav, every drasha from the Torah Shebaal Peh, where the remez was in the Torah Shebichsav. It was Rabbi Akiva had the or Zaruah. He had the or that was able to bring what was hidden in the Torah Shebichsav and bring it out. And bring it out. And that was the Maila. That was the Maila of Rabbi Akiva. That's the or Zaruah La Tzadik with Yishrei Lev Simcha. And the Rebbe has two things. Besides what we said before, Lo Kol Hamarbe, B'Schor Machkem, two more Nekudos. And that's the following. One is found in the Torah, in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He says like this, by the Mak of Choshech, it says, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Hayor B'mosh Voisom. So Frechter told us, he says, by the other Makas, it doesn't say, and Klal Yisrael didn't have the Sfardeya, and Klal Yisrael didn't have the Dam. Only by here, it says, they had the Choshech, U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moish v'yisom. So says the told us like this, you know what the Makas Choshech was? Not what we think it is. Kipshuto, it was dark. He says, the Makas Choshech was, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Teyotcha L'Shamayim, and he brought down a Shefa Ruchni to the world. But a Shefa Ruchni, you only could appreciate if you were taught an appreciation for Ruchnius. If somebody was never taught learning, and you come to him with a kash of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and this Talmud Chacham is so excited about it, and this other person doesn't understand. What's the excitement? I don't understand why he's... Because he never got that appreciation. He never got the awe from the Torah to come out and understand and that's the midah of Rabbi Akiva, and that's the midah of the Rosh Hashiva here, to be able to bring out the ore. To bring able, now that's part of the marbet, we'll call a marbet b'schor ha-makim. So it's the same shefa that to one person is ore, that same thing to another person is choshech. Because one person has an appreciation and the other person doesn't. And that you get from a Rebbe. That you get from a Rebbe. Lo kol hamarbe b'schor ha-makim. And one last thing, again from the words of the Chasam Sofer, there's another thing that a Rebbe does. It says the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Tetzaveh, and I quote, V'ata tedaber al kol chachmei lev, asher mileisiv ruach chochma. Moshe Rabbeinu should speak to the chachmei lev, asher mileisiv ruach chochma. So says the Chasam Sofer, Ratzok v'oshakos v'chodz v'halavavos, shebelibos ha'anoshim chochma netua. People have a latent chachma inside of them. Im yovel mishi orim al zeh, yotzi hamatma nahu v'yigal le'en kol. If somebody will tell you, you know, you have this koyach, you have this talent. But someone has to tell him. He doesn't know it. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Atat dabe al kol chachmei lev, what should you tell them? Asher mileisiv ruach chachma. That you have this ability. Al zeh yotzi hamadma nahu v'yigal le'en kol. V'imlav yenelam kegargir hazarua. You need the Rebbe to tell him, this Talmud, you have this ability. You have this ability for this, and you have this ability for that, and the Rebbe brings out, that's the Or Zarua La Tzadik. That's the Rabbi Akiva who brings out the Ramazim of Torah Shebal Peh from the Torah Shebichsav. And that's the Rabbi Akiva who's Ma'orah the Talmud. And that's the Rosh Hashiva of Olsta Shlita. In this time of Enkesel Osor, when we speak about Tshuva Me'ava, we speak what's Akiyim. Akiyim is the Tshuva Me'ava because that's going to become the Zchuyos. And the Ava from Rebbe to Talmud is the thing that's going to keep the Torah, the Kiyum HaTorah. It's going to give the Talmud the ore to appreciate the learning of the Torah, and then to also appreciate to who he is, what his abilities are. And that's why, as Rabbi Rapp said last year, and I repeat as well, the koilel is not just another koilel, a lot of koilel, but lo kol hamarbe b'schor ha-makim. Not everyone has this gmus of a Rebbe who could has that warmth, has that kesher that you see so many people from years later, from decades later, still feel this ava, and this masiba, this kinus, is an edus to that. And Bez Hashem is supposed to be divrei bracha, so we end up with a divrei bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to give the Rosh Hashiva and his Rebbetzin, the Mishpacha, and all the Chaverim and Talmidim, to give them good health, koyach, to continue this beautiful Avas HaTorah and this beautiful Kiyum HaTorah and the Tshuva for many years to come. We should be zocher to be getting together at this beautiful occasion, and it should continue for many, many years to come for good health. And I wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tov.
I must tell you that you spoke directly to our heart. And I really appreciate what you said personally. I felt that you spoke to me directly.